This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you listening to us. Big news, right when we started the show today.
Big news.
It had been rumbled.
We had heard
about it a little bit, but here it goes. WNBA returning to Cleveland, expansion team in 2028.
Woohoo! You pumped?
Is that a yoo-hoo?
Yeah, it is. It keeps us a major league crowd. We're a big time. I don't know. It's hard to kind of watch the WNBA. You kind of have a little bit of a rooting interest. Like, it's one of those things where if I'm watching, I might stick with it for a little while. But because there's no Cleveland team in it, my heart isn't into it. It was a little bit when the Rockers were here. But I don't really feel like I don't have any, like, desire to seek out, even if it's Caitlin Clark. I there's not a whole lot of desire for me. Oh, man, WNBA's on tonight. I'm not doing that. But now I think if we have a team, I'm more apt to be that way. I know, because I'm a homer. That's all. I don't even care. I'll admit it. I'm a homer. I want to watch our teams, and I want to watch our teams win.
Did you know that?
No idea.
Andy Baskin is a homer.
Oh, well, I thought he was impartial.
I did too.
Well, it depends on what we're talking about, how we're talking about it, but of course, I want our teams to win.
I always thought he was Spock.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Living life in nothing but logic.
How many teams are there in the WNBA? I know.
20?
Take a guess.
Are there 20?
No.
More or less.
Oddly, fewer teams.
I was going to say, it's like 16, isn't it?
There are 13 teams.
13, that's it. Now yeah, 16 it. With the three new ones coming.
Yeah,
that's
it's, what just, it is. It's just 13, which I think is oddly low. I think the WNBA in certain markets has worked beautifully. I think on a national level, and please disagree with me because I'm not completely sold on this, but... Mm-hmm. On a national level, I don't think it's caught fire the way that the WNBA folks were hoping it would catch fire.
When they originally started the league,
it's more on fire now. You know, and it's more than Caitlin Clark. Let's be fair about that.
I agree.
It's more than Caitlin Clark, although she's given it a real boost, and you know the whole rivalry with Angel Reese and. Everybody beating on Caitlin Clark and coaches of other teams talking about her and the officiating and everything else. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's caught fire the way they hoped it would. I think it could. It's not going to replace the NBA, and nor is it designed for that. It's designed to be a women's professional basketball league, and that's a good thing. And it's gained in women's basketball has gained in popularity. It can be a great game.
How many years do you think it's been around?
25, 28 years.
This next year will be the 30th anniversary.
Yeah. I don't doubt that, but it's, you know, I think it's probably more front and center now than it's been ever. And I think that's a good thing. You know, could you name 10 players in the WNBA? Think about that. And that's, you know, I think I could, but I'd have to think about it. You know, and it can be a great game. I mean, watching women's basketball can be great fun. And the ladies play a great brand of ball. They really do.
All right, so Portland and Toronto come in next year.
So it'll be even more.
Yeah, and then the following year, it's just us alone. And then Detroit comes in.
So you'll end up alone, with 18 teams.
And Philadelphia in 2030.
And then maybe more from there. You know, they played at the perfect time. You know, and
NBA season. I mean, it really isn't the perfect time.
Well, it's better than being up against the NBA and up against college basketball. It's the only league going right now. I think it's the way to go. It's this or the big three.
I think it's interesting. You get players that are like a lot of the players this year. If you're a rookie this year, your season started back in, I don't know, probably November when the NCAA season started.
And if you're not, your season started 16 games ago. So
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
They're rookies.
I don't know if this is the best time for to play basketball, I guess, if you're the WNBA, maybe.
If you want to be noticed, it is, Andy. Turn on ESPN, partner of WNBA. They have highlights all over the place.
That's true. They do.
Are they going to have that when they're up against big-time college basketball or NBA basketball? No. No. There are times it's the lead story on ESPN.
Yeah. Should they be the Rockers, though, Jeff? That's all I really care about today. Should they be the Rockers?
Is that the way you're going to go?
Yeah. I think they should be the Rockers. Why is that? I don't think that that's... I think it's a good name. It represents us. It brings back memories of the original team. You can take the traditions and the stats from the original team. It's kind of like they just went dormant for a number of years and then came back. How's that sound?
How's that sound?
Did Dan have the team when they stopped playing? I can't remember. I know the Guns had it originally. And if you think about their uniform style, that was... I don't know. It was a little reminiscent of what they were, what the men were wearing at that point. I wonder if that's. I wonder how they're going to play into this. I'm also trying to look at teams that are currently in the NBA right now or WNBA that their nickname kind of matches with the men, like Minnesota the Lynx. I don't know, the Mercury, Phoenix. Yeah, that makes sense.
You're really going here.
Well, I mean, you got to start somewhere, Jeff. There's no one on the team yet. Once somebody's on the team, then maybe
you're I'll really start. Going. Danny's going name.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
I have Guardians name change throwback pain.
But this isn't the Guardians.
This is serious.
This team is
issue.
Coming to fruition.
No.
Should they have
I
a contest?
I have to hear one more person call up. We should be called the Cleveland Paints because of Sherwin Williams.
Chillicothe Paints. The Independent League.
No.
Andy.
What else would you name them?
No.
Okay, you don't want to name them the Paints. No. You don't want to name them the Rockers.
Sandpipers.
No. Oh, the Sandpipers. No. For sure, that's a horrible idea.
Let's go back. You want me to dig up my list of potential nickname changes when
the
Indians went to the Guardians?
I just locked the phones, just FYI.
I still have the list. Open them. Unlock them. Come on.
No.
Why did you lock the phones?
You're not the ones who have to answer these phones.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to answer the phones. If you can't answer them, we'll answer them. We'll just take them live. And if they say something stupid, we'll just dump them.
That's a 9:40 segment on the morning show on Fridays.
Oh, well, that's not a bad idea. We originated it.
No.
Quick predicts.
No.
Please open the phone lines, Becca.
I do like you using thank please you. And thank you.
I did say please.
It's nice.
What do people want to call this team? Why is that such a...
Then no, thank
this
you.
Is what we do. We're sports talk. What
this
do people want to call
talk?
The team? What do you mean it's not sports talk?
This isn't a... We want to name the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What do you want to call? Why are you doing this?
Well, because I think people want to know the team. I mean, they immediately went to the name.
I mean,
well,
hey.
I mean, they have contests across the world for to name teams.
Look at that apple hanging 1 inch off the ground. Let's grab it.
This is not about that. This is about this is about investing in your city and trying to have something. We talk about jerseys all the time. How often do we talk about jersey? I love that jersey. That jersey's great. Look at the color scheme they're doing. This is great. We're actually talking about a team that represents our city. And I want to hear what the name of them should be. And I think Rockers is perfectly fine. Unless you knock my socks off with something better, I think Rockers is a pretty good name. Solid. You guys have...
I'm in for the Rockers. Call them the Rockers. I don't care.
Good. At least you finally made a decision.
We're not taking the calls. No.
These people want to talk
about
what the name of the team should be.
No.
Why are you guys anti-sports talk? Because that's what you are. You're anti-sports talk.
No.
Yes. Meredith is anti-sports talk.
No.
It's not anti-sports talk.
Yes, it is.
It's not a fun topic. That's really what it comes down to.
Why? Because some of the people in Northeast Ohio may have some creativity, and you might go, "Oh, the Cleveland."
The biggest complaint about the people who are calling in with the potential baseball name change is that they had to have 10-minute explanations for why the name made sense.
If you have to explain for
more than three words why your name works, then it is not a good name.
No, Cleveland Pipers.
Well, think about the Lake
Basketball
Erie Monsters.
History in town. Man, Cleveland Pipers.
When they rolled out the Monsters, Cleveland Monsters, Lake Erie Monsters, they made up a story about a monster that lived in the lake. Does anyone remember this?
Yeah, and I thought, I've lived here my entire life. I've never heard about a monster in Lake Erie.
Yeah, well, now there is because of the hockey team. They created the legend of the Lake Erie monster.
Actually, there's a female and a male. They're called Herman and Lily.
Is he serious?
I'm smarter. I did not know that.
Do I have to work?
I didn't know that.
He said monsters. He called them the Cleveland Monsters.
I said monsters, but then I said Herman and Lily.
I'm just trying to think of another thing that is unique What is another thing that's unique to our city?
Well, who cares about unique to the city?
Well, the Guardians clearly did because they found something unique to our city.
The Cavaliers clearly didn't.
Jeff?
The Browns didn't either. The Browns all moved.
They put it in the newspaper, which is where this hogwash belongs.
And by the way, they spelled the name of the city wrong in the first place anyway. Moses didn't spell his name the way we call
Let's
Cleveland.
Let's add an A.
Yes.
Do we have an A? Spin again.
I'm disappointment with you guys and not letting the city of Cleveland and Northeast Ohio and all the good folks that listen to us on the Odyssey app have their say in what they think the name of this team is. I think they've earned that right. They have sat through season after season of multiple different sports teams, and they're sitting out there just wondering, hey, you know, maybe we deserve to have a little bit of a voice in this. They're still a little frustrated. Some of them are frustrated over the fact that the Browns might be actually putting their toe on the line of the city of Cleveland incorporation line. And so they're upset about that. And so now they have the opportunity to voice their opinion and let you know what the name of the team. Or maybe they just are like, cool, man. I hope they go back to the Rockers. I thought that was a cool name. And they should just stick with it. And I'm okay with it.
I already heard rumblings from the youngsters.
And?
tired of the whole rock and roll tie.
What
everything about rock?
What youngster? Oh, that we're not the rock and roll capital of the world. We're not.
That's not what I said. I'm telling
you. They're tired
you,
of the rock.
I'm telling you, people.
Jeff Phelps, man of the youngsters.
People who
what people
might work here. Younger people.
One,
I'm tired of the whole guitar rock and roll thing. I wonder if the younger people feel that way.
Jeff Phelps, are you tired of the whole guitar rock and roll thing?
I couldn't care less.
Are you tired?
I think rockers.
I didn't ask you if you care. You either answer yes or no. Are you tired, Jeff Phelps, of the whole guitar rock and roll thing?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm proud that we have a rock and roll heritage here.
I do too. And the fine people of Northeast Ohio that pushed to have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here. They did.
And I love the fact that it's here.
Yes.
Despite the fact that it's not just rock and roll, it's popular music Hall of Fame, but it's a different story
and
a different debate for another show.
It's still rock and roll to me, Billy.
I've heard that.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
God.
You know, next thing you know, you're living in glass houses. You got
well,
all
guess
kinds
what?
Of problems.
It's going to have a name. And whatever it is, it's a WNBA team, and it's coming to Cleveland. And that can't be bad.
No, it's not.
Especially when it's owned by the guy who owns the Cavs and he's building all kinds of stuff downtown and also owns the hockey team and everything else and owns his own sports broadcasting network that's going to need programming.
Well,
ding, ding,
true.
Ding, ding, ding. Can you say WNBA on the Cavs' own television? Yeah. So you see what they're doing here. Good for them.
So they'll be charging. It'll be the charge and the Rockers.
And lots of high school stuff. College,
maybe.
All kinds of things. All kinds of things. Chris Fedor covers the Cavaliers for Cleveland.com. That means he'll be covering Lonzo Ball next year. Chris's thoughts on that and what might be ahead. 6 o'clock today, NBA teams can start, wink, wink, nod, nod, negotiating with free agents. Fedor next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.